Hello and good day. This is Thesis Thursday on KXEI. My name is Monica Ramirez Andriada, and I'm an assistant professor of soil, water, and environmental science with the joint appointment of public health at the University of Arizona. I'm very excited today to be interviewing a very talented University of Arizona student. Her name is Alma, and we are going to hear about her program, her research, and her goals. I'm going to jump us right in. So, Alma, tell me about your program.
Hi. Well, I am pursuing a master's degree in the Department of Soil, Water, and Environmental Science at the University of Arizona. I'm currently working in the laboratory of Dr. Ramirez in the Integrated Environmental Science and Health Risk Laboratory. My project is going to look at the sanitary sewer overflows in Ambos Nogales as a result of heavy thunderstorms during the monsoon season. As we have seen in recent years, heavy rainfalls cause an overstrain in the international outfall interceptor, which carries untreated wastewater from Ambos Nogales. The pressure put on the international outfall interceptor can cause it to rupture, triggering sanitary sewer overflows, making their way to various communities. I will be looking for possible contaminants in these waters, determining their fate and transport and their associated exposure and health risk. We will also be collaborating with Arizona state agencies who are also concerned about this challenge. Given the binational nature of this problem, it's really important to me we also collaborate with Mexican institutions, including government and academia.
Awesome. So it sounds like a great project, and I know that you've been doing very well at networking and connecting with the various United States and Mexico government and community representatives. So thank you very much for doing that. What's your passion? What's fueling this type of work? Why do you want to have a master's, and what do you hope to accomplish when you're done?
Well, I actually didn't become interested in environmental science until after I graduated college, where I moved to Veracruz, Mexico. And it was there that I saw how the expansion of the port was pushing away many communities from their homes, and it was also causing a lot of damage to the flora and fauna over there. There was a lot of water quality issues there, and a lot of people were getting sick. So it just fueled a fire in me that I wanted to pursue a degree in environmental science. And I began taking a lot of science classes once I came back to the U.S. I really fell in love with the classes, and I knew this was the right path for me. Working in environmental justice projects along the U.S.-Mexico border is really important to me because this is where my heart is. And it's important to me that there is a good quality of life for these communities.
Thank you so much, and thank you for giving us your personal experience. And continuing with that notion, we'd love to hear what your favorite band or song is.
I really love 90s rock en español, and my favorite song is Tren al Sur by Los Prisioneros.
Ah, muy bien, Alma. Well, thank you so much, and it's an honor to have you in the lab. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for having me here.